European officials are trying to head off another diplomatic showdown with the United States over Iraq. At a European Union meeting in Luxembourg yesterday, Germany's foreign minister urged his counterparts to avoid another confrontation and concentrate on winning the peace. The minister from France said his country will take a pragmatic approach to rebuilding Iraq. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Berlin. Europeans are concerned about who will pay for Iraq's reconstruction and who will get paid to do the work.
The question of who will make money rebuilding Iraq was a hot topic even before the bombing began. Bidding on the first contract to rebuild the port at Qasr was open to U.S. companies only because of security requirements. Some U.S. lawmakers believe France and Germany shouldn't benefit from rebuilding contracts since they opposed the war. But Guillaume Parmentier, director of the French Center on the United States, says sending soldiers didn't make a difference after the first Gulf War.
France participated in the liberation of Kuwait quite effectively, actually. And the contracts that we held in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, many of which were military in nature, were simply cancelled.
He has his suspicions. Why?
I don't think there was any explanation. You know, these governments said that they changed their mind. But of course this was done under American pressure.
Parmentier says this is all politics. Getting construction contracts in Iraq, he said, won't make or break a business, and the benefits would hardly help the troubled French and German economies. Still, French and German companies are jockeying for a share. The French phone company Alcatel, for example, built part of Iraq's landline system more than 20 years ago and repaired it after the first Gulf War. Even though that business was a tiny fraction of Alcatel's worldwide revenue, spokesman Laurent de Saint-Jean-Zac says Alcatel would be happy to help again.
Our rationale, our raison d'être, is to build communications network. So, obviously, we wish to build a communications network.
But who gets contracts will likely depend on who's awarding them, the U.S., the U.N., or Iraqis, appointed by someone. The U.S. says it's going to administer the reconstruction. But European leaders want a more central United Nations role. Michael Rogowski, head of the German Federation of Industry, says some German companies do too.
Some German companies fear that when it comes to the rebuilding of Iraq, that German companies will not be participating if this all happens under the control of the United States. This is certainly not primarily the reason, but probably also the reason why many Germans believe the control should be taken over by the United Nations as soon as possible.
European leaders say they want a central UN role because they say it's the best way to legitimize and thus stabilize a new Iraqi government. But Serge Boisduvet, president of the Franco-Arab Chamber of Commerce, says the UN is needed for a practical business reason too, recognizing whomever will sign contracts for the Iraqis.
If these authorities not recognized, how could these authorities propose to sign contracts? Who is going to sign? Who is going to pay for what and to whom? Who is going to receive the money? Who is able to sell Iraqi oil? If you conclude a contract on this point and this contract is not valid, then it will be attacked before courts by other companies.
The potential rewards for contracts in Iraq are high. Rebuilding estimates run from $25 to $100 billion. The U.S. probably can't pick up that tab alone, and oil revenues, experts say, won't be immediately forthcoming. Paris, Moscow, and Berlin appear cool to U.S. suggestions they forgive Iraq's debts. And unless the United Nations has a leading role in reconstruction, European governments may withhold financial assistance. There's a natural correlation, one German official says. If no one asks your opinion, you're not so inclined to help. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.